loves you, that's like saying, somebody really loves you, you will never say, I wonder if they love me. You can answer that immediately. You don't believe they do.
So that means you don't love them either.
Yes.
I was going to club you with your truth.
Your Honor, we're going to sue Earl for godchildren abuse. He keeps telling us we're more innocent than we believe we deserve to be. It's torture.
Okay, well, take it slow. He says, take it slow. I'll say it again. One more time. You ready?
Yeah.
He says, you can practice the mechanics of the holy instant. So he wants us to practice the mechanics of happiness. I like to call it practicing the mechanics of fun. The reason why I like to say fun rather than joy is that fun sounds like it's more fun than joy.
Yes, it does.
So people don't like to say fun.
Oh, fun. No, no, no. You must say joy.
You're talking about
God. I want to have some fun. Then I can mix it. I want to have some joy. See what I'm saying?
Right.
If you got, you know, so say whatever gets you off. Don't say truth that don't inspire you. Right?
So the Course is saying you can practice the mechanics of the happy essence, and you're going to learn much from practicing the mechanics of happiness. You're going to learn a lot from practicing the mechanics of happiness. I like that. The mechanics of happiness. We're going to learn the mechanics of happiness. He says, yet it's shining and glittering brilliance. Say your happiness is going to have a shining, glittering brilliance. So you can tell when your love has arrived, because it will be shining and it will be brilliant.
Ooh.
I know I'm for you because I'm shining and I'm brilliant. Now the ego is going to say, you arrogant. But that's the person that you want to hang with, because that's the person without the hole in them. The one that went, yes, I am shining in brilliance. Yes, I am. The ego goes. It doesn't see its own. It doesn't see its own shine. It doesn't see its own brilliance. So it can't acknowledge anyone else. Because it's, you know, you're not acknowledging anyone else's shining and brilliance is what put you in the darkness to begin with. So everybody's giving you a chance to get out of the darkness every moment of the day.
Because every moment of the day, you're giving me another chance to choose to have you support brilliance and love in my life. But I'm practicing the mechanics of it, which means you may not always seem to do it the way I want you to do it, because I'm practicing the mechanics of it. I'm learning the mechanics of being peaceful. There's a certain mechanism. So you got to look at your mind like a mechanism. And so there's some mechanics involved. And you are mechanics. Miracle mechanics. That's your vocation.
Or M&M's.
That's right.
So is one mechanic
to another.
It's one example of a mechanic. When you get in a situation where you can choose to be peaceful or choose to be upset, like you with your computer, you make the choice to not let that power have the, let that computer have the power to disturb your peace.
Is that
one of the?
That's the mechanics. The mechanic was all the way through the whole experience, me deciding whether or not it was going to support fear and upset in me, or whether it was going to support peace in me. So what I found myself doing was very calmly, very peacefully going about doing what was necessary to get it done, while another part of me was tripping. So I let the part of me that was tripping trip. But the difference was, he would go through his frustration, I can't believe it. But I noticed that I didn't have any emotional reaction to it. It was so cool. It was like, you know, yeah, you know, the part of me that liked to go, it was like doing this thing like it always was, but another part of me was like, so you can't make that happen intellectually.
But you can by making a choice.
Exactly. See, and that's what many people do. They try to figure it all out intellectually,
right,
as if somehow or another their understanding is a powerful contribution to it.
Well, you lose sight of the fact that really all it is the choice.
Everything, the Course says, everything we do is an attempt to lose sight of the fact that it's only a choice. but you changed your mind. And since you change your mind, you're going to have constant reminders all the time that you are the one with the power of decision and you are the one with the choice. So you are the one that's free. So you are successful in your desire to get guidance from spirit, because now all the guidance that's coming to you, not just through me, if you think about it, is guidance that's constantly telling you that you're innocent and loving and that you deserve to be happy. So the nature of your teacher is letting you know what you've chosen to have supported in yourself. Now the only person left to get on the bowl is you. Oh God, when I wake up in the morning, please, please let me find a woman who's dysfunctional, who has no security, doesn't know how to let you be, and don't know how to express herself at all, and is sad and depressing and projecting. I want a woman like that so bad. Can you give me one, Lord? And then I wake up in the morning and there's millions of them. I choose between them. There's so many of them. Because when you wake up, you realize that everything you see is your choice. That you no longer have a separation between the way you see things and what you see. Because the separation is nothing but the way you see things separated from the way they are.
That's what I read today.
See, that's all your separation is. When I say you, you know what I'm including myself.
Yeah.
Okay, believe me, I am very much in need of help.
Have you had an instant of happiness after 25 years of studying the Course when you read the sentence, the whole
thing? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I haven't had real happiness yet. Because he told me tonight I had.
Yeah, he's saying that you have not.
Right. That doesn't mean I haven't been happy, though. This is what's happening. It's like the happiness increases, the love increases. So that in no way negates how beautiful the love is and the happiness is right now. Just because I know it's going to get even better than it is right now.
Okay.
I guarantee you there is no way you can come up with in anything you say to me that will ever be able to get me to show you how you only win. You can come up with the deepest, most horrific thing you can think of to try to make me say that there's some possibility that there could be something about you that's not pure. And I will not do it. I roasted 25 children last night. There are consequences of that. But I'm not going to see you as guilty. I see you as making a huge mistake.
Bad choice.
Boiling children is a bad choice for peace. Because if anybody's been a parent, they know they have had the boiling children thought. Even though they don't want to admit it. They might not want to admit it because they're too spiritual now. But there has been one or two boiling children thoughts. You know it has been. Okay? So we already have been shown there's nothing we can think that would make us be attacked by our Creator. Because you've been thinking all your life and God's never attacked you. It's not going to happen. So since God isn't going to do it, let's do it to each other.
Yeah.
And then let's blame God, and then we'll blame each other. That's the plan. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Okay, good. I'm so glad I'm not alone. So this next paragraph, this is deep, y'all. You ready for this?
Yeah.
He says, it's shining and glittering brilliance, which will literally blind you to what? This world. You're going to be literally blinded to the fear by love's own vision. Guess what? You cannot supply it. It's shining and glittering brilliance, which will literally blind you to this world by its own vision. You cannot supply the happiness. You cannot supply the love. You can't do what you're trying to do for yourself.
But you can allow
it. But you can allow it to be done through you.
You with me?
Yes.
I mean, listen to that. I mean, you need to hear that. We can both.